From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Bob Doty in Washington. Libyan authorities say foreigners and three guards were killed Tuesday in an attack on a Tripoli hotel popular with politicians and international workers. Security officials at the Carinthia Hotel said assailants stormed the building after blowing up their vehicle and shooting staff members. It was not immediately clear who carried out the attack, but a group identifying itself as the Tripoli province of the Islamic State claimed responsibility in an online statement. Social media posts connected the hotel assault to retaliation for the capture of Abu Anas al-Alibi by U.S. forces in 2013. A native of Libya, al-Libi was linked to the 1998 al-Qaeda bombings of U.S. embassies in Kenya and Tanzania. He died awaiting trial in the United States in early January. The Carinthia is the hotel from which kidnappers briefly abducted former Prime Minister Ali Zidane in 2013. U.S. President Barack Obama is in Riyadh, leading a 30-member delegation to pay respects following the death of Saudi Arabia's King Abdullah. The group includes officials and lawmakers, as well as senior officials from previous presidential administrations, the White House said. The delegation is to meet with King Salman bin Abdulaziz. Asked about the health of the 79-year-old monarch, Obama spokesman Ben Rhode said the half-brother of King Abdullah is ready to assume the duties as King of Saudi Arabia. He listed issues to be talked about as the U.S.-led military campaign targeting Islamic State militants in Syria and the situation in Yemen. This is VOA News. U.S. President Barack Obama said the United States can become India's best partner as he concluded a three-day visit to New Delhi on Tuesday. He said the United States wants to partner with India to lift people out of poverty, further industrial and technological growth, and fight climate change. He said India can be a powerful agent for change in its neighbors as well, particularly in promoting the need for child vaccinations. Mr. Obama also called for promotion of cleaner fuels to help fight global warming. He said developing nations, India among them, need to decrease their use of fossil fuels. He also forcefully expressed that India and the United States can agree on the need for a world without nuclear weapons. India and the United States are two among a handful of nations around the globe with nuclear weapons. A Ukrainian military spokesman said 9 soldiers have been killed and 29 others wounded in ongoing fighting in eastern Ukraine since Monday, as the United Nations political chief expressed his concerns the escalating conflict has violated humanitarian law. Military spokesman Vladislav Selesnyov said the fighting was the most intense near the strategic town of Debaltseve, northeast of rebel-held Donetsk. U.S. ambassador to the United Nations, Samantha Power, accused Russia of trying to seize more territory and said Russia is trying to play the international community for the fool by blaming the surge in violence on the Ukrainian government.
The targets are fresh ones, but Russia's end goal remains the same: to seize more territory and move the line of Russian-controlled territory deeper and deeper into Ukraine.
Earlier Monday, NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg condemned what he called the sharp escalation of violence by Russia-backed separatists in eastern Ukraine and dismissed Russian President Vladimir Putin's claim that the Ukrainian army is a NATO legion. An economist who has been an outspoken critic of Greece's bailout deal with international lenders was named Tuesday as the country's finance minister in the new leftist government. Anti-austerity Greek Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras picked Yanis Varoufakis for the key economic portfolio as he named other political supporters to his cabinet after his Syriza party swept to victory in Sunday's election. And a massive winter storm dropped 30 centimeters of snow in the northeastern U.S. by Tuesday morning, but fell short of forecasters' worst predictions. The governors of New York and New Jersey began lifting travel bans after dawn Tuesday, while the National Weather Service downgraded its blizzard warning for New York City to a winter storm warning. The New York Stock Exchange was operating normally Tuesday, but United Nations headquarters and many other schools were closed. I'm Bob Doty in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.